From the Independent Times newsroom, this is an audio edition of our latest report, The Unprecedented Rise of Independent Voters, published on March 2nd, 2026, narrated for you to take the news on the go. The 1958 NFL championship ended in overtime, exhaustion, and a single yard to victory. In 2026, politics is trapped in partisan gridlock, frustration, and the largest voting bloc few are watching has the power to shape the 2026 midterms. December 28, 1958, Yankee Stadium. The Baltimore Colts and New York Giants battled to a 17-17 tie after four quarters of messy, mistake-filled football. Fumbles, penalties, drop passes. Neither team could pull away. For the first time in NFL history, the game did not end when regulation ran out. It went to sudden death overtime, a concept so new that no one knew exactly what would happen next. The country was watching. The tension was unbearable. Everything hung on one final drive. And when the moment arrived, it was not a superstar quarterback or a flashy trick play that decided the championship. It was Alan Ameche, the ordinary fullback, taking a simple handoff and powering 1 yard into the end zone, breaking the deadlock and winning what is now universally called the greatest game ever played. That single, unglamorous plunge changed everything. The 1958 championship did not just end a season. It birthed the modern NFL. It proved that in moments of absolute deadlock, the game is won by the inches no one is guarding. Today, we are living through the political equivalent of that overtime. The two-party system has fought itself to a tie, exhausted by its own fumbles and penalties. Yet while pundits focus on superstar quarterbacks and the loudest voices in the stands, they miss the Ameche of 2026, the independent voter. The country is tired, frustrated, and exhausted after years of polarization and division. However, in the 2024 election cycle, the most significant political force in America, independent voters, did not hold a convention, nominate a candidate, develop a platform, or adopt a slogan. The self-identified independents, now the largest voting bloc by identification, showed up in record numbers as voters in 2024, accounting for 34% of the national electorate. That was up from 26% in 2020, surpassing Democrats, who were 32%, and tying Republicans at 34%, according to Edison Research exit polls. While in battleground states, their turnout and decisions were pivotal, often breaking for Trump in key places like Arizona, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, while splitting tickets elsewhere to help Democrats in some Senate races. Well, they arrived ready to make the decisive push in deadlock contests, serving as the ultimate swing group that determined outcomes across the map. According to Alan Greenblatt, a longtime political journalist and former editor of Governing Magazine, control of the White House, or at least one chamber of Congress, has flipped in every national election since 2006, except 2012, which preserved divided government. This ongoing volatility stems largely from voter dissatisfaction and the growing role of independent voters who increasingly act as a corrective force pushing back against the party in power. With independents now at a record high 45%, outnumbering both Democrats and Republicans, the independent voter has become the largest single bloc in the American electorate. Understanding this shift helps voters grasp how this pragmatic plurality is reshaping the very foundation of our democracy, one decisive election at a time. How did the largest voting bloc in America become the group that refuses to pick a side? Four major forces have driven this historic realignment. Party extremism. Pew Research in October 2025 found that 61% consider the Republican Party too extreme, and 57% say the same of Democrats. Even within the parties, roughly 46% of Republicans and 38% of Democrats describe their own party as overly extreme. This perception of ideological rigidity has driven millions toward the center, where compromise and pragmatism remain more common. collapse of institutional trust. Public trust in the federal government has fallen to 17%, down from roughly 70% in the 1960s, according to the Pew Research, December 2025 Public Trust Report. Confidence fluctuates sharply depending on which party controls Washington, tying legitimacy to partisan victory rather than performance. When institutions appear more focused on defeating opponents than delivering results, voters increasingly reject the entire framework and identify as independent. Erosion of trust in the media. Trust in mass media to report news fully, accurately, and fairly stands at a record low of 28%, with 70% expressing little or no confidence in the press, according to Gallup 2025. The partisan divide on trust level is stark. Republicans at 8%, independents at 27%, Democrats at 51%. As outlets increasingly serve ideological audiences that amplify division, they undermine shared facts and deepen cynicism about government and politics. This fractured information environment pushes many toward independence as a refuge from polarized narratives. Foreign interference exploiting internal divisions. Adversaries such as Russia and China have shifted tactics from traditional espionage to amplifying domestic divisions through social media and AI-driven propaganda, according to the U.S. Intelligence Community 2025 Annual Threat Assessment. By flooding platforms with inflammatory content, they widen existing fault lines and transform local grievances into national paralysis. This external pressure compounds internal distrust, making compromise appear impossible and strengthening the appeal of independence as a non-aligned stance. The independent voter rise is not a temporary protest vote. It reflects a structural shift. The largest voting bloc now stands outside both parties, unbound by partisan loyalty. This position allows independents to evaluate candidates and issues on their merits, reward evidence-based policy, and punish extremism or gridlock. In close elections, this bloc has already shown its power to determine outcomes. Just as the 1958 championship was settled by one unglamorous yard in overtime, the future of American politics may turn on the quiet, pragmatic choices of voters who refuse to be locked into either team, those who swing their support at the last minute, and ultimately shift the balance of power. Whether this force will produce lasting structural change depends on whether independents sustain their focus on shared priorities over partisan allegiance. History shows that when a large, pragmatic center asserts itself, even entrenched systems must eventually respond. For a deeper exploration of reforms and practical ideas that could help channel this momentum, check out the resources at independenttimes.news. Thanks for listening. For more news built for independence, head to independenttimes.news and follow us on social media at @IndTimesNews. Your voice matters.